appeared at the 2015 Chicken Media Summit on the Eastern Shore, and Jenny Rhodes is sitting here with me, and she is one of the panelists for the Chicken Myths and Facts panel that we had today, and she is the Extension Educator for Maryland University Extension. So first of all, Jenny, tell me a little bit about your role here in Extension.
We're actually in Dorchester County, not in Queen Anne's County. I'm the Extension Educator, the Ag Agent in Queen Anne's County. So I was asked to come and talk about manure. So one of my favorite things to talk about. When I first came to work for Extension for 10 years, I wrote nutrient management plans. And nutrient management plans are state mandated in Maryland by the 1998 Water Quality Act. So any farmer that has $2,500 in income or 8,000 pounds of animals has to have a nutrient management plan. So, and in that plan, we estimate the manure that would be on their farm, and then we work in a prescription approach. We test the soil, we test the manure, we know what nutrients a crop is going to take, and we write them a prescription for that. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that. We hear a lot in the media that we have excess manure, and in fact, the participants heard yesterday from Charles Wright that he wanted to buy manure and couldn't even find it. Mm-hmm. So we have this they said, she said, he said going on. So we're going to talk about that. That's what I'm going to talk about. I'm also a poultry farmer, so I'll talk a little bit about my family and how we're a family farm and how we work together. And the scary thing of, you know, people being in a chicken house, I think yesterday was phenomenal for people to go in a chicken house and see kind of what we do every day. And my grandchildren are in and out of the chicken house all the time. So I want people to understand that it's a safe place.
We did see that, and it was very eye-opening to see those who had not seen it before step in there and really be humbled by the experience and be humbled by the family experience that it really does show. Let's jump back to the nutrient management plans. What are some of those really tough questions that those farmers who are just getting involved with it have when it comes to the nitty-gritty of their operation?
Well, the Water Quality Act of 1998 has been around for a while. So our farmers here have settled in, and, you know, they follow the University of Maryland recommendations to apply fertilizer and to apply manure. But we just had a new regulation implemented called the Phosphorus Management Tool. So with this regulation, I also serve on the Delmarva Poultry Industry Board of Directors. So through that extension, we have worked. It's now a regulation. I think it's something farmers can live with. But anybody that has a fertility index value, so that's the value of phosphorus in their soil of over 500, and that's a very high number, they're not going to be able to apply poultry manure anyway. They're going to have to run this tool. And maybe the tool may say, can't apply it, or maybe you can apply some but not as much as you did before. So we are working with farmers, running this tool, trying to figure out how they're going to have to change their operation. I think the Maryland Department of Ag is going to work with us. I think we're going to see some cost share money to help get manure moved and help farmers figure out what they can do.
Well, across the United States and across the ag industry, the waters of the U.S. has been a hot topic, and we're talking about working with the EPA and those regulations that kind of scare us to death. How does that affect your job and your farmers here in Maryland?
Well, with the EPA, more on the side of, we work with the Maryland Department of Environment and on the CAFO, the Concentrated Animal Feeding Operation. So we are, and my operation is that, which I don't like to be called a CAFO, but because I propose to discharge, and it's the way that our farms have been built, we come under these names that I really don't like, because we have installed every best management practice on our farm that we can, and really, you know, most farmers in the area have. So we will be working with them. We have to work with these organizations, and that's my job as an extension educator to, you know, bring forth the research-based information, but a lot also is helping the farmers understand the regulations, because there's a lot of them out there, and they have, you know, 3 foot of stack of notebooks of the regulations and, you know, paperwork and things they have to do for their farm.
Jenny, tell me what you hope to be the take-home message for those in attendance here today after the panel discussion.
Take-home message is that we are family farmers, and we all really, in the end, we all want the same thing. We all want clean water, and we all want safe food.
Clean water and safe food. You cannot argue with that. Thank you. Once again, talking with Jenny Rhodes, University of Maryland Extension here on the Eastern Shore at the 2015 Chicken Media Summit. I'm Jamie Johansson.